Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Wirt moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oiler is hit by the pitch. Stanley moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Oiler moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Oilers scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Casey Cox now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein throws to home for one, and Casanova throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to third. Cash moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. One out. Dignan pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Allen strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stanley strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. Northrup moves to third. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrop scores. Oiler moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Stroud reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Green picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Green. Valentine scores. Casanova moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.